For most birds, keen eyesight is absolutely critical for finding food, spotting predators, and generally staying alive. But many birds lead lives that could be very hard on the eyes, like flying at breakneck speed, racing for cover into a dense thicket, or diving underwater to catch a spiny, struggling fish. Fortunately, birds have evolved a structure for protecting their eyes. Like humans, they have upper and lower outer eyelids. But beneath the outer eyelids lies an extra eyelid called the nictitating membrane. Nictitating, for all its alliterative syllables, simply means blinking. This extra eyelid is hinged on the inner side of the eye and sweeps horizontally across the cornea. The nictitating membrane is largely transparent, and it helps keep the eye moist and clean while guarding it from wind, dust, and hazards. Birds aren't the only animals gifted with nature's goggles. Reptiles and some mammals have the extra eyelid too. A polar bear's nictitating membrane helps protect its eyes against the intense glare of Arctic light, preventing snow blindness. Nature's goggles become nature's sunglasses. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann. BirdNote's newsletter delivers the wonder and joy of birds directly to your inbox. Sign up at birdnote.org to get a weekly preview of our shows, stories, photos, and more.
We just heard a classic band from the Peruvian Amazon, Los Wemblers de Iquitos. Yes, Los Wemblers. It's a very eccentric name. They apparently named themselves after Wembley Stadium in England to kind of give a a British feel to their music, but they are from the city of Iquitos, and that's where we're going to be over the next hour, traveling through the music of Peru. Yes, very different than the music of Lima, of the coast, where, well, there's more population, but here in the north of Peru, very close to the Colombian and Ecuador borders, there is a city called Iquitos. They call it the biggest isolated city in the world. It's an amazing place, and I've just been reading about it and becoming fascinated by it. And yes, about 500,000 people live there, and there is no access by road. It's the biggest city in the world, inaccessible by any roads. So the only way to get there is to take a flight from Lima or perhaps other big cities, or take a boat down a river for days and days and days. A trip you may not survive, who knows. But yes, Iquitos is becoming a globalized city, and it's becoming a tourist attraction, of course, being in the Amazon and being a hub with a big city, so all the city amenities and stuff. And yes, amazing place for music as well. And that group we just heard, Los Wemblers de Iquitos, are an incredible story. They are credited with inventing the style of Peruvian cumbia music. So cumbia is from Colombia. It was done with accordions and flutes and hand percussion originally, so it was acoustic style in like the 30s and the 40s. And then in the 1960s, actually 1968, this group electrified cumbia for the first time, and they were formed by a father who is a shoemaker and his sons. And just in this city, they developed their own style, mixing many, many different kinds of music in with cumbia as well, but cumbia just became the kind of the soul of the music, and it also mixes Cuban influences and Brazilian. There's so many Latin styles of music, and so yes, Los Wemblers, this whole scene grew around them in Iquitos, and then other groups from Lima started emulating their sound, so people called it Amazonian cumbia, and it actually also mixed local melodies and rhythms of the Amazon. So yeah, it was an amazing style. And then through the 70s, they released about 3 full-length albums every year. And then in the 80s, the music kind of came out of fashion, and people were more into techno music and more electronic styles. So they kind of went into hibernation for a while, but recently have just been rediscovered, and they have a new album even that they've just released. And for the first time, they are traveling Europe. They're doing a world tour currently in France right now for July. And for the first time ever, yes, after, 40 years since they formed, they are now redoing their music and keeping it fresh. So, yeah, a lot of people interested in Peruvian electric cumbia. Yes, amazing sound. We're going to hear something from their brand new album. It's just called Icaro del Amor, and it's an EP. So Los Wemblers again right here, and you can see that they're still going strong, even after 40 odd years of playing music. So yes, we'll hear a song called Dos Amores, brand new music from Iquitos, Los Wemblers. Here in the Peruvian Amazon, the city of Iquitos, a wonderful, one-of-a-kind city, and yeah, 500,000 people there with no roads to get in or out. You got to take the river very close. The Amazon River feeds directly into two other rivers, and it's a beautiful place. Actually, one of the amazing facts about this part of Peru is a world record for tree diversity was set in 1988. Didn't know there was such a thing, but very close to Iquitos, they found 300 tree species in a soccer field-sized patch of land. So basically the point is there's more trees in that part of the Amazon than any similarly sized piece of land in the world. So yeah, a lot of people going there now to visit the Amazon and for some protected parts of the forest, thankfully, in the area as well. So yes, we just heard some classic 60s and 70s tracks, a survey of the amazing music scene back then in this city. So we just heard the last group, Los Silvers de Iquitos. I always love it when it says where they're from in a band name. That's a Spanish thing. The Silvers from Iquitos is their band name. And the song was Lluvia on la Montaña, Rain in the Mountain. So that was classified as a cumbia salsa style music and led by a legendary man in Iquitos that even has a documentary made about him now. It's called Our Man in Iquitos. And yes, Ranil is the leader of that group. He's gone on to do a lot of other stuff. A radio host, a folk hero, a mayor candidate for Iquitos. A fascinating man. They made a documentary in 2010 about him. And he's still playing, performing with Chicha Libre. He did some music with one of the revival Chicha bands, so that's cool. And before Los Silvers, we heard Los Cisnes de Iquitos. And also a mix of cumbia and salsa called Salsa Rumbón. And before that one, Los Zeros with Para Chachita. So all these bands are doing a slightly different spin on similar things, but mixing electric guitars and surf rock with Latin elements. Yes, and before that, Los Wemblers, something brand new. They're one of the revival bands. They've recently gotten back together, started touring again, and their first international tour is now taking them to Europe. It's a beautiful thing. So we heard Dos Amores from their new EP, Icaro del Amor, going strong almost 50 years into their career. Wow, wow, beautiful. All right, well, we're going to continue with something more folk, more ancient sounding than this all this electric guitar stuff. A band also from Iquitos, and they are called Los Solteritos. Yes, this is a very classic style. I believe it's called Tangarana, and this is quena, tambor, y bombo. So you have the flute and the drums. Yes, 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 very authentic Amazonian music right here. Los Solteritos on Wandering Rhythms. This is CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from a small mountain called Burnaby.
1, 2, 3.